You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri and I am so excited to be here with you. We are talking today about taking time to assess your life. And I don't know about you, but don't you wish sometimes we just had a remote control for life and we could just hit pause, or somebody's talking and annoying you, pause, right? But I want you today to really take assessment. This is the day to start that vision board if you've heard about one and you never have. This is the day to start re-looking at your budget, you know, maybe looking at coming up with a business plan, not just one in business, but a business plan for life. We want to take time to assess. And if relationships or environments are toxic, today is the day we switch them up, let them go. And also embracing the unknown. I know it can seem intimidating, like, what if I don't like it? What if I fail? But what if you don't try? What if it's amazing? So again, assessing means that you just take that leap of faith forward and also know when it's time to let go. Now, stay with us in our next segment. We are going to be joined by our inspirational guest for today, Allison Pena. And her story is really touching, actually, how she had to take an assessment when her husband died of pancreatic cancer and just how she went ahead and decided, you know what, I want to serve. I want my pain to help others' life feel better. Touching story. You don't want to miss it. Also, if you want to hear today's show again, make sure that you reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. We can give you resources on today's topic. You can also go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes are waiting there for you. Just find the topic that is resonating most with what you're going through. And if you're on the go, maybe you're doing a road trip or you're doing a hike, you can go to the App Store on the Android or iPhone and look for the Living Full Out Radio app. It's free. And listen to us when you're out and about. The main thing is, though, we want to make sure that as you consider assessing your life and what that looks like, that you do make the best decisions you can. And what the reason why I phrase it like that is, if you wait for the perfect scenario, you're going to be waiting forever. There's no Mr. or Mrs. Perfect, right? There's no perfect job. You know, people are going to let you down and disappoint you, and you're going to do that to yourself. And there's going to be long days and days that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is my life, right? You got to take the good with the bad. But in order to anchor yourself so that you can really relish in what is good, but yet knowing what needs to be changed, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and say, you know what, I deserve X, Y, and Z. I'm going to go for it. So what does going for it mean? Well, let's just say that you would like to make a career change. There may be many in your life giving you free advice, or, ooh, I wouldn't do that, or, ooh, scary, or, you know, what if you can't find a different job? Now, they all can have their opinion and maybe give some fruitful insights that you can, you know, ponder. But ultimately, you have to decide that you are the writer of your own story. You have to be willing to step out there and say, you know what, I do believe in myself. I don't know if I have all the answers. I don't know if I even have all the skills. But let me see what I need to do to make this as streamlined as a career transition as possible. So always thank those people for their advice. But most of all, you have to trust yourself inside. I know for me in growing Living Full Out, in the early days, when gosh, way back in 2008, we started with two demographics really that we served, the visually impaired blind community, obviously being legally blind, those were my people, right? And we also worked with a lot of women's groups, entrepreneurial groups, and were very successful in speaking and coaching with those two demographics. But then we grew when KFWB knocked on our door and wanted to start the radio show way back in 2010. That just opened our doors to you know, different ages, different genders, life situations, career situations. And we're so glad that we let that door open and stepped through it. Now, there's going to be times when a door is going to be right there in front of you. And you're going to maybe open it a little bit and take a peekaboo, but you're going to wonder, gosh, should I go all the way through? And I'm encouraging you to say yes. Because let's go back to our scenario here, right? You're looking to make a career change. What if what you're meant to do is behind that door? What if your lead to happiness, your achievements are behind that door? It's always better to open that door, walk through it, than to always wonder, what could have been, right? Oh, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. It's a very scary gray zone to be in. You don't want to be there. And let's also look at relationships, right? We've all kind of been through it the last couple of years, feeling disconnected, not being able to necessarily go out to our favorite restaurant, or maybe it's gone out of business, not seeing friends, some want to stay inside, some do want to go out. But I want you to make a declaration that this is the day, this is the year that you reconnect. You find people that you haven't talked to in a long time, whether you can see them if they're local or you just pick up the good old-fashioned phone there. Have a conversation, reconnect with them, share memories. Also, you know, the great thing is with Zoom and many other online platforms, you can join clubs online or in person to meet new people. Who knows? Behind that door that you're going to open could be the love of your life. It could be a new best friend, but you won't know unless you try. Now, when we talk today about taking time to assess, it's just that, time. Time goes fast. I don't know about the rest of you, but I know in a blink of an eye, today is going to go and then it's going to be tomorrow, just that fast, in a snap. So you have to be strategic. You have to almost take yourself out of your normal routine. You know, if you're really dealing with some big life changes, maybe go get a hotel for a night and just you, you know, and spread all your journals and to-do lists and pros and cons lists and computers and everything all over the bed and really take that dedicated time for yourself to process. Now, let's just say, you know, you know, going and getting a hotel isn't feasible. It's not something you want to do. Then at least taking yourself out in nature. Nature is great. The birds are chirping, the fresh air on your face, just that calmness. You know, the thing about nature is it's organic. It's grass. It's birds. It's the natural breeze. And that can honestly generate a lot of great ideas for where you want to go in your life. So number one in taking time to assess is getting yourself in a space where you have time alone to process, to dream big. Then you want to consider, okay, again, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to embrace to really take that next leap? And I realize that it may seem a little scary to let go of people, or you want to give people every benefit of the doubt, or you might say, oh my gosh, but I've known them my whole life. It's okay to have people in your life in different chapters of your life. You might have some great childhood friends where maybe as you've all grown up, you've kind of gone in different directions, maybe just career, life, politically, religiously, who knows, right? It's okay to have those friends be in that childhood chapter of your life, but new best friends later on in life, perfectly fine. Or if you are being, you know, bullied or picked on or kind of boxed into a corner by someone and you know that they're limiting your growth, well, I empower you today to say, you know what, I am done with being boxed in that corner and I'm going to put you aside, maybe even let you go and transition to a better place. Now, let's also look today when we're talking about, you know, taking time to assess, that is people, that is location, but it's also financial. Okay, because the financial piece is important. It's just like how I said, hey, go get a hotel room. For some of you, that's feasible. For some of you, it's not. And that money piece, a lot of times when I'm coaching clients, it is the piece that is the crutch that a lot of times holds them back from going forward. I can't start my business until I make a certain amount of money. They're not really open to grants and loans and what could be free or low cost. They also say, you know, I can't go on a date because I don't have the right clothes. I'm not in shape to where I want to be. Again, it's another can't. So when you're taking time to assess, you want to take away all those N apostrophe T words, couldn't, shouldn't, won't, can't, let them go. They're toxic words that will hold you back. So I want to make sure that as you go through today's show, you pinpoint where you're going to be making changes in your life. I know it's scary, but I'm right beside you every step of the way. Also, make sure you stay with us because in our next segment, we're going to have Allison Penna, really, like I said, a touching story and one that I can't wait to share with you. Today, it is all about taking time to assess, living your best life, going for it. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Soleri, Certified Life and Business Coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealth.org.
Healthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about taking time to assess in life and really making decisions, times that we're going to need to let go and times that we're going to need to step forward, and kind of being at that crossroad and not knowing which way to go, but then with all of our might, taking that big step. And our inspirational guest today, Allison Penna, she's had to have many crossroad moments where she's had to make some decisions along the way. But it was the times that she did slow down in life, the time that she did recalculate and rebuild, that really gave her the most growth. So we're going to be talking about that in many different fronts today. So I'd like to welcome Allison to the show.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
So happy to have you, Allison. And there is so much to get to with you. And you know, one of the things that I think is a theme that's come up in your life a lot, one of those crossroad moments where you've had to assess and figure out how am I going to go through pain, has been like the loss of your family when your parents divorced at 20, losing your younger brother, your sibling, and when you were 25. And obviously later in life, you lost the love of your life, your husband to cancer. And I'm just curious, how did you manage that, all those losses? Did they all feel the same? Was there some way in which you coped similarly or differently?
I would say that with my parents' divorce, I sort of patted my mother and my brother's shoulders when they were crying on the bed and said, it will all work out, which obviously was not true. I mean, it all worked out. We all went on, but my parents did get divorced. Mm-hmm. In terms of losing my brother and my husband, there were similarities to that in that they really woke me up to life and what mattered.
Mm-hmm. Your brother.
I was at my cousin's wedding, and I didn't say goodbye to my brother at the airport, and I didn't say that I loved him. And it was just, you know, he was running for a plane, we were running for a plane, and yet I never saw him again. And there's something about those kind of moments where you don't wait anymore to say I love you. Mm. It brings
you
it
know front and that front. gives me actually shivers, honestly, because I believe in that very, very much. And sometimes we just assume we have tomorrow and we don't always have tomorrow. And you made sure that when you found out that you had limited time with your husband, how did you handle that differently? Having experienced not saying I love you to your brother, what was your dedication, your primary focus in the time you had with your husband that you knew would pass?
Yes, well, we were together for 25 years, which is a very long time. We met in 1992. He died in 2016. And so we were wound around each other like vines, but a lot of it had become routine. Get up, go to work, who's getting the groceries, all of that. And we hadn't thought about our love mindfully in a while. And when he was diagnosed, it suddenly brought very sharply to the front that there was not infinite time, that we could go on with this routine, but at some point this would end. And so we really recommitted to living full tilt and to loving each other. And if we had done this for 25 years, honestly, we'd have had a very different marriage.
Mm. Well, that again is very powerful. And I think that, you know, when we consider taking time to assess in our life, being able to look at how you want to impact people, how you want to take all this that you've learned and pay it forward. And you've done that, you know, many, many times over in the work you do today, which we'll get to. I also find that a lot of people are scared. They're scared to put their emotions out there. They do feel like they have all the time in the world. What do you say to those folks that are just kind of living a little bit in denial and a little bit, I guess, you know, overconfident?
I would say life is short. So if there's a relationship that's broken, that you've been waiting to reach out and heal, if there's someone that you love that you have not said, I love you, it might be time, because it's not a given that we get as much time as we need until we're ready to do those things. You don't know. Life is short. And that was really, really obvious.
Well, and after your brother's passing, I mean, you shook up your location. You went out to California, had some time out there, kind of finding yourself, finding your happy again, ultimately coming back to New York, you know, where you live. Mm-hmm. But how important was it during that stressful time to shake up your environment?
I was in very, very bad shape after my brother died. I was having trouble getting out of bed. And my best friend and her husband were really worried about me. And they were moving out to California. And he was going to be traveling 95% of the time. So I went out to be company for her, but I also went out because they were worried about me. And seeing new, having to do new things. I didn't have a driver's license. So I had to get a driver's license to be in California. So there were all these new things to occupy my mind and all these new relationships to build that kept me from brooding and got me out of bed in the morning.
Well, and I'm glad that you took that chance, that opportunity. And you also learned early on that, you know, turning to drugs, turning to toxic things only brought you deeper in sadness, deeper in pain. And so I think it's good that, you know, you listened to your body, your intuition, but ultimately came back to your roots, back to New York. And when we're going to be taking a break here shortly, and Allison, stay with us or me coming right back. You know, the thing is it's really important as we process today's topic, you know, taking time to assess, that we really consider, you know, letting go of the past, but also acknowledging how we can grow and be better. And the words from Allison today, just making sure that we tell everybody we love them, that we know that time is not forever, it's not a given. I really want everybody to think about that as we go into our next segment with her, because there are more pearls of wisdom from sweet Allison coming our way. So stay with us, Allison. For everybody today, we are talking about taking time to assess. You really need to do that as you surge out there and live full out. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about taking time to assess in life and really slow down to make the best decisions you possibly can. And we brought you Allison Penna today, who is sharing with us her story of how at her own crossroads she had to make the best decisions. So I'd like to welcome Allison back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Allison, you know, it's like I said, it's interesting because these crossroads you've been at, you were there for many heartbreaks. We talked about that in our prior segment. But you were also there several times with your career, you know, in terms of taking those leaps of faith and, you know, growing into the professional that you knew you were meant to be. I know in the early years, obviously, you were working at Merrill Lynch, and although you enjoyed, you know, learning the financial tools and helping people in that way, you found yourself in a toxic environment that ultimately led to you being involved in a class action lawsuit. Can you share with us just briefly why that was the case?
It was a situation, and this happened to a lot of these financial firms at that time, where the when a high-end broker would leave a firm, then their assets would be distributed to the other high-end brokers in the firm. And they were distributing them to the men who were high-end brokers and not to the women at the same levels. And so it was a class action suit that was about harassment, but that was about mostly wage discrimination.
And you were obviously very good at what you do. I know you have a passion for learning and a passion for giving, and the financial piece was a good fit too, because your family had been involved in that. But you evolved once again, and you went to another avenue. You became a proofreader and writer and editor, and then that did that for many years and over a decade, and then you transitioned again into consulting. And I guess I'm wondering,
yes,
what gave you the confidence to keep turning a new page and saying, I want more, or I can give more and be more?
Well, there are those moments that come along where you ask yourself, is this what I was born to do? It happens pretty often at birthdays. At 25, am I going in the right direction? In my case, at 50, I was working as a medical editor for a pharmaceutical advertising firm. And I was about to turn 50, and I was kind of freaking out because I liked what I did overall, but I didn't feel like this was my life's work. And 50 is a landmark birthday. And when I asked myself, is what you're born to do? The answer was no. So then the question was, what was I born to do? Mm. And I began working to discover what that was. And I found that I have a passion for helping people to thrive as themselves, to be valuable just as who they are. And so I went that direction. I became a consultant helping people with something I called the Affluence Code, which I created.
Well, it's interesting because here you were forging this new business shortly after your husband was diagnosed with cancer. Then between 52 until he passed 56, you had mentioned to us, that's when you kind of took a pause and renewed your love for each other and really valuing the last time you had together. But the interesting thing, which I think is the most special part of it all, is that you took that pain, that loss, becoming a widow, and you merged that with your love for consulting and helping people, and you birthed a new business. And what was that called?
Bad Widow Consulting.
Mm-hmm. Now, why bad? I mean, I think you're a good widow, but why bad? And then why that group specifically? Why widows? Because we all go through loss, but why widows?
Yes, and what I do is actually applicable to anyone who's gone through loss, but my grounding for knowing what I know from inside that experience is as being a widow. So widows and widowers, people who have actually lost a person to death, I have a visceral experience of what that is and mm-hmm. how to get through it.
And you know, you mentioned one thing that I think is so interesting is you mentioned the importance of, you know, rebuilding a community as a widow, mm-hmm. rebuilding your connection to people, finding yourself. And why is that piece so critical?
Well, especially if you lose a spouse, you don't actually realize how essential it is to have someone who comforts you when things go wrong and celebrates with you when things go right. And when you lose a spouse, that's what you lose. You lose mm-hmm. the person who has your back no matter what. And so that leaves a lot of holes in your network of support. And most of our networks are not designed to pick up that slack. In addition, there are so many different emotions after losing someone: fear, grief, anger, shame, and they're really hard to be around. The first year I was in what I used to describe as a wasteland of grief, crying all the time. And the second year I could go from zero to rage in 5 seconds. Mm. Neither of these are comfortable to be around. And so I lost people because I was too much. My grieving went on too long. And I lost people I counted on. So rebuilding those networks of support is really essential. And we don't think about it.
Well, what I think is also interesting is a lot of times we have to quiet the noise, right? We get a lot of advice, mm-hmm. a lot of people saying yep. you should do this, you should do that. And one of the things that you also had to face was, are you going to date again? Are you going to get out there again? And that's scary when you've loved that one man for so long. Is it betrayal to find someone new? How did you weather that storm?
That was honestly the hardest passage of all, because even thinking about feeling desire brought up grief and feeling like I was betraying my husband. Now, my head knew he was dead, but my heart, my skin were not so sure. They felt like I was betraying him. And so I couldn't trust my own body chemistry. I was used to only this one man's skin against my skin for 25 years. And so anyone else felt honestly repulsive to me at times. So all the things that you trust when you get in a relationship, oh, I'm all excited about this. I couldn't trust any of that. But what I decided to do was
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What I decided to do was get on a dating app, because I could screen people that way. And I was terrified. And I started using the dating app to learn what kind of person I liked. Because 25 years with the same man, you know, we were just a couple. So who did I like now?
And obviously,
and eventually,
you did find love again.
I did in 6 months.
In 6 months, boy, for everybody at any age who's thinking, will the dating apps work? And I think you were on Bumble, right? It did work. And, you know, what I appreciate about your story is that along the way, you had many points in which you could have given up. You could have said, this heartbreaks too much. You could have turned to alcohol. You could have turned to drugs. You could have went further into a depression like you had, obviously, when your brother passed. But for others going through it right now, what are your last pieces of advice for how they should find that light, find that oxygen that they so desperately need?
First, I would say trust yourself. And second, in terms of love, the thing that was most useful to me was if I had an odd reaction, this, you know, get away from me, get back, just because my body was not used to any other body. Ask yourself, is it me? Is it him? Or is it us? Because then you know what to do next.
Those are great words of advice, because then you can really assess, right? We're talking today about taking time to assess. You can assess the motions and why they're in play. Thank you so much, Allison, for sharing your story today, and we'll be wishing you all the best. I know that over at Bad Widow, you got a lot of things cooking, so we'll keep an eye on you, and thank you for, you know, just being such a loving light in this world, and we appreciate your feedback today.
Thanks so much, Nancy.
And for everybody listening today, I mean, just like Allison, we all go through heartbreak, right? We've all had our times where we've been sad, lonely. And when you get through that, that's the triumphant part. That's the empowering part. And you perhaps have a story that you could come on and be an inspirational guest and share with our audience. We'd love to hear from you. The email to reach out to us is connect@livingfullout.com. Make sure that you give us your name and contact information,
But also let us know what you went through. You know, what did you learn? How did it shape you? And of course, where are you today? And then perhaps we could have you on the show as a guest. Again, that's connect@livingfullout.com. Also, make sure as we continue through the show that you're taking that assessment of, yeah, you know, I really do need to let go of certain relationships, or yes, I do need to put myself out there more and take a risk and trust people. Let today be the day that you make that change, that you step into not who you are settling for, but who you know you're meant to be. And I'll be right there beside you every step of the way. So I'm Nancy Stellari. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a football
stadium. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation in the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When it takes time to take you to assess in life, you want to make sure that you put yourself out there, that you say, you know what do I want most? Envision that life and see yourself smiling, but take a pause to really connect the dots, find the resources, the people to get yourself to where you want to be. That is when you're living full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you again for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're taking time to assess, you know, making those changes in our life or deciding what we want most and what are we striving for, because we only get this one life, right? You want to make the most of it, and there's no guarantees in people staying in our life or flowing out of our life or how long we'll, you know, be able to be physically active. I know, being legally blind, I didn't know how long I would have my vision, and obviously being, you know, legally blind today, I have very little vision. So I just urge each of you to seize today and figure out where you need to make those changes. Now, we're getting word from our producer that we do have a listener on the line. Let's go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy, this is David.
Hi, David. How can I help you?
So a few months ago, I was lied to by a close friend, which made me feel a little nervous to meet new people again because I was really hurt by it. How would you recommend moving past this breach of trust?
Is that friend still in your life or out of your life?
Out of my life.
Out of your life. Okay. And when this happened and you found out that they had lied to you, was all of it them, or were there signs that you missed?
So I would say that there were a couple of signs that we missed, but it was in our friend group, and he had kind of been lying to us about some of the stuff he had done, and when we had all figured out what he was doing, it really kind of hurt us, mm-hmm. and definitely mm-hmm. hurt me.
And first of all, I'm so sorry that you went through that, and I have been there. Friend betrayal is very devastating. One of the things that you want to think about is before that person ever came into the mix, before you ever knew them, had you had friends come and go before? Had you ever had a friend disappoint you?
No, not really.
No. Okay. So this is really the first one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we have to isolate that person, and we have to look. Because he didn't just hurt you, it sounds like. It sounds like he hurt many of you, a group of friends, right? Is that the case?
Yeah, there were a couple.
Okay. Right. And so what you have to do is look at that person more with empathy and sadness. I'm sad for that person that they chose to be deceitful. I'm sad for that person that probably not just at this crossroad in their life where they lost all of you. I bet they've had other crossroads where they've lost others. And you almost have to wonder down the line, where did that person learn to be deceitful, learn to be untrustworthy? And oftentimes that can go back to being bullied. That could go back to their childhood. Now, it doesn't make what they did right. It just means that that person has their own brokenness, their own, maybe even denial. And you want to be thankful for actually going through that situation. It actually will make you better, believe it or not, because there are going to be people like that person in life, in dating relationships, in friend relationships, in career. So to have met somebody like that, to have experienced that, to understand red flags and signs is important. Now, what you do want to do is take that lesson, take that learning, but now turn the page. Again, that person is the person who has to kind of sit with like who they are. What you want to do is turn that page towards the good people. These friends where you're still a pack, you're still together, those are your people. And you do want to trust other people, because when you let go of an energy of one person, which you have, it opens new energy for others. And there is somebody just waiting for you to engage socially in a club, in a class, dating, whatever. But if you don't engage, they will never meet you. They're screaming. They're like, I want my best friend David to find me. But he's not going to find me if he doesn't look. Do you see that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you so much, David, for calling in. And for everybody listening, it is all about going out there, going for life in a big way. But at the same time, slowing down the car, really allowing yourself to ponder what you want most in life, and then connecting the dots, the resources, the people, the money, the time required to get it. Know that I believe in you. The entire Living Full Out family stands beside you. We've got Sydney and Rich and Eilish and Caleb and so many that want to make sure that you are supported every step of the way. Go to social media, find us there. We have audios and written materials to keep you motivated and moving and grooving. Also go to livingfullout.com if you want to hear today's show again. Most of all, take some time today to assess. Your life is waiting for you to grab it with both hands and go for it. Here's you living full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.